Vision.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Tell us, would you, at 800-228-0550. Put that right there in your speed dial, right there with your favorites. So with just a tap of your little smartphone, dial us up at a moment's notice. Step on that soapbox and give us a jingle. 800-228-0550. By the way, when you call, you have a couple of options. If you press 1, you can leave a message. That is, I want to say my piece. I don't want to be interrupted by that goofball talk show host, Hannon, or Todd the Radio God. I just want to say my piece. All right, you press 1 and leave a message and sound off. That's your elevator pitch. That's your uninterrupted chance to sound off there. Or if you'd like to visit with us and have a little conversation, a little dialogue, you press 2 when you call that number. All right, so here's the number again, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is the local number. And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Get a lot of feedback on our Facebook page. Enjoy that as well, What's on Your Mind Radio. So check all that out. Hello, Todd Mitchell. How are you doing today? Still without hair?
Without hair.
Now I can hear you.
Now you can hear me. Yeah, still without hair. How come you get to be the goofball?
I don't know.
I thought I was the goofball.
I don't know. I took on the goofball role today.
You know, it is a lot colder without hair. Everybody was right. You're going to need to find a hat because it's cold. It was a good stocking cap or something.
I got
some snow this morning, so now it just the winter's never going to end.
I'm a little cantankerous today. I'm going to admit it right up front here because
You're honest.
Yes, I'm seeing this situation in Russia with just flat-out Russian aggression and pretty much sticking it to the United States of America. And I'm seeing history repeat itself, and it worries me. And meanwhile, I can't turn on a news program, a cable news channel, without seeing umpteen experts. I actually saw on CNN yesterday at one point 6 different people in boxes. You know how they put up the people in boxes and they go from expert to expert?
Yeah.
All with different points of view on the missing plane, which was just pure conjecture. All right. So, yeah, one was a pilot and one was a, you know, FBI, former FBI agent. One was a former CIA agent. And, you know, it isn't like they were, you know, man on the street kind of thing. They had some expertise, but it was basically, you know, people kind of conjecturing over what's going on. And to me, I'm not paying any more attention to this plane thing because it's quite obvious what's happened. We know enough now that this pilot went rogue and whatever. But it seems to me the Ukraine is a lot more important than a missing plane. Am I wrong? And then I grab a few newspapers, as we're wont to do here on the program, as we start the day. And we grab the Bismarck Tribune and the Minot Daily News and Dickinson Press and the Fargo Forum and Grand Forks Herald and Tioga Tribune and a few stories, find out what's in the news. And here's the big story for Fargo-Moorhead Forum readers today. You ready for this? Giant headline, top of the fold, first drops of ink. Area tattoo fans recall getting their first tattoo.
That front page?
Yeah,
above
top of
the
fold.
Fold.
Yes, and a gentleman holding up and showing off his tattoo.
Wow.
So I don't know. Let me just ask you this very simple question. What is on your mind? Would it be Ukraine or missing planes? Would it be Russian aggression or would it be tattoos? I need to know. And maybe we need the diversion. I don't know.
We live in a great place because that's what makes the front page.
I'm a little prudish on tattoos. I would never get one. I wouldn't want my kids to get one. For those that have them, hey.
You wouldn't even get an American flag tattoo?
It's a personal decision.
I thought you loved your country.
I do, and we have a flag in the front of the house on the porch and one out back. I think that's the better
but
way to show
you. You wouldn't be
your
willing to get one on your body, huh?
Love of
you
country.
Draw the line someplace. Good to know.
Yeah, exactly. My theory is if I was supposed to have an American flag in my skin, God would have put one there. You know, that's kind of my theory, that I don't need to, you know, alter things to that degree. But and so, you know, maybe tattoos is the thing. Maybe Todd and I are just totally out to lunch here. But we asked the question, what's on your mind, to find out. Ukraine missing plane, what's more important, Russian aggression or tattoos or anything else on your mind. Like the USS North Dakota, which is what Boris wants to talk about, calling from Langdon today, listening on 550 K-Fire. Boris, what is on your mind?
Yeah, my classmate from Nakoma High School in 1960 was one of the sailors on the USS Nautilus when they went under the North Pole, and I thought it was would be kind of appropriate if somebody would invite him to that christening of the new submarine North Dakota.
Would that ever be pretty darn neat? I'd love to get a bunch of veterans there. You know, one of the great honors of my life was being on several honor flights, going with World War II veterans to see the memorial built in their honor. So I love road trips with vets. There's nothing better. But that's a good idea, Boris. And where does he live now, your classmate from Nokomis?
He lives in Benson, Arizona, and he's got a brother in Edmore. If you need a phone number or something, I could give you that. But I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out and see if anyone would grab it and run with it.
It's in May.
Huge.
It's in May, so we have time to, you know, put something together. And, you know, maybe we could get folks to... what should we narrow it to? If we want to take on an effort like that, would it be vets that have North Dakota vets that have served in the Navy? What would you?
I don't know. Maybe just mention it to Kevin Kramer when he comes on your station.
He'll be here next hour with the Talk Radio Town Hall, so we'll do that.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, Boris, do me a favor, though. Hang on. We better get your information just in case something comes of this, okay? And somebody far smarter than Todd or I comes up with a wonderful idea to get your classmate there or anybody else. By the way, speaking of town halls, there was Senator Heidi Heitkamp held the first town hall of her tenure last night in Bismarck. Read about that in today's Bismarck Tribune. Heard about it on K-Fire News. And if you missed that one, you can go in Fargo tonight, 5:15 at Carl Ben Eielson Middle School on 13th Avenue South, 5:15 tonight, and then tomorrow night in Grand Forks, 5:15 at Schrader Middle School cafeteria. Town hall meetings by Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Thanks, Boris. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Nice show started. Good morning. Nice show started here today. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Well, that's neat. We have somebody from North Dakota that was actually on the Nautilus when it went underneath the Arctic Circle. That is a wonderful thing.
Isn't it?
And, I was listening to the report that Phil had there this morning about the submarine. And, the Nautilus is moored off right there at the Submarine Museum in Connecticut there. And that I'm hoping that that's the same place that they're going to launch the North Dakota. And that would be so neat to see the difference between what they used to have and what they have now, and then to have a North Dakota guy there. Wow, that would just be a great thing. And that's not why I called this morning, though, guys. I was wondering if a tattoo could be an ID to get to be able to vote over in the eastern part of the state.
I don't think it's one of the five approved forms just yet from the Secretary of State's office. However, valid point. Although I could get the same tattoo as you, and then I could be you. And
Well, yeah, I know. So could we get a tattoo and mount that on our arm or on our forehead or whatever? And then maybe we could be able to vote, because there's 6,000 people in the Red River Valley, oh my goodness, that just will not be able to vote. That was a KFYR news report yesterday.
Actually, I think it was like 10,000 statewide or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, 10,000 statewide, but there's 6,000 in the valley between Grand Forks and Fargo.
Right, yeah, and most of them were in those counties, you're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, they can hear KFYR over there. So I'd like to have at least 5,000 of those 6,000 call in here and tell us why you cannot get an ID. And if not, for goodness sakes, go down to Fargo and get it. Get your ID tattooed on your arm. Maybe on your forehead, and then maybe you can vote. I mean, this is crazy.
I'm starting to wonder if they aren't pitching a bunch of tattoo stores, and they figured, oh, newspaper readers don't get tattoos. Well, let's put a story on the front page and see what happens.
Well, then they go back later. Just get an ID. I'm with Fred, though. Come on, just get an ID.
Oh, I agree.
I don't want to hear any excuses.
In this day and age, how can you exist without some form of identification? I don't even get that. You're right.
Exactly right. And by the way,
not as hard as getting the tattoo.
No, exactly right. Fred, the Nautilus and the Submarine Force Museum, along with the U.S. Coast Guard Academy tour, are all right there at Groton, Connecticut, by the way. The local sightseeing there includes the Seaport and Museum of America, the USS Constitution. If you go to the USSND.com website, they have all kinds of plans for the commissioning ceremony tour, May 29th through June 2nd, Groton, Connecticut. It includes all those. John and Grand Forks, Tim and Dickie, when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinn. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Listen to old Vladimir Putin. Good thing Todd is fluent in Russian, so he can translate this for us.
Our main partners in the United States and their practical policy prefer not to use international law, but the law of the strong and what they're doing. They believe in their uniqueness, that they can rule the world, that they can always be right.
Yeah, we're the bad guys here, according to Putin. John in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away, John.
Good morning. You got three subjects on the table. I'm going to try to take two of them and wrap in one. But first, I'm having a hard time. Why are we so absolutely mad at Putin when we set the stage for this whole darn thing, I think we should be mad at ourselves more than anything,
How did we set the stage for this whole thing?
Well, President starting out apologizing, Western Europe and the United States, we caved in on the anti-missiles in Poland. That was a gift. We tried to talk to Ukraine. We talked to Ukraine out of arming themselves because we'd take care of them, and so on and so on.
Yeah, by the way, Senator Obama was part of that effort. Remember that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Let's not get too upset with Putin because given his mentality, what would he do given this open door situation for himself?
Yeah, I think there's something to what you're saying. Here's the worry. Our weakness is being watched, right? So not only Putin, but North Korea's likely to get more aggressive towards South Korea. And by the way, last weekend fired missiles in a look at us kind of way. You got Assad.
O'Reilly was right, yeah.
You got Assad in Syria. Bill O'Reilly was talking about this last night. You got Syria, and Assad regaining control of that country. There's a bloodbath waiting. China looking to seize a small island chain currently governed by Japan. And, of course, Iran and its nukes, right? Mm-hmm. And if you see Putin flaunting any concern towards the United States, then they go, hey, we're ripe here. But this is where I think Americans need to wake up, because I think we are more obsessed with a missing jet airliner in South Asia and totally missing all kinds of dangers confronting this country. And again, history's repeating itself. 79 Iranians take 52 American hostages, hold them for a year and a half. Remember what that did to Jimmy Carter's credibility?
Oh, yeah.
And is this any different, what President Obama is facing right now with Putin?
It's just probably magnified about 100 times,
So this is an effort to destroy the credibility of the United States. And meanwhile, we're paying attention to shiny objects, in the form of planes missing.
Yeah, you're right about history repeating itself. My goodness, this is scary. Can I wrap up the other subjects, tattoos and that darn airplane?
Please do.
My theory, I quit listening to the news on that topic 3 days ago. My theory, though, is somewhere Tattoo is looking up in the sky and saying, boss, the plane, they're on Fantasy Island someplace, where all the experts on TV could be, actually. That's my theory.
Very good, John. Appreciate the call. Tim and Dickie. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Ukraine and how astonished I am about the total lack of understanding of the American people or even caring about history. If you'll look in a history book, you'll see that Ukraine and Crimea were always a part of Russia. And another thing that bothers me, too, is a lot of people that are calling themselves conservatives, they pound the war drum about getting involved with these foreign wars, and they talk about how they follow the founding fathers. Well, if you read President George Washington's farewell address, he said that we should not become involved in foreign wars, and particularly European wars. And with that in mind, when we became involved in World War One, which was a mess to start with, it led to World War Two and Adolf Hitler. And this is where the Ukrainian problem, Russian problem, and all this came into being. World War One led to communism in Russia, the destruction of most of Europe, and this is where all these problems come from. But the American people have no concept of this history.
So, President Tim, for a day, what's your approach on what's happening right now? You just let you let Vladimir Putin continue to roll?
What I think we should do is stay out of other people's affairs. All it has ever done is brought lots of body bags home to America. That's what it's done.
So you don't see this
and
as
we've gained nothing. We gained nothing of it but debt and body bags.
Yeah, I think there's a bigger danger, personally,
Well, I think we should be strong. I think we should be strong here in America, yes. I'm not for a weak America. Not, don't get me wrong there. We should stay out of foreign affairs. This is what the founders of this country warned of these things.
Tim, appreciate the call. Thanks. Where'd Mary and Bismarck go? Mary wanted to weigh in on the tattoos. I was looking for a mom's perspective on the tattoos, but I think she dropped off here. Yeah, come on, Mary. We want you back. 800-228-0550. Gene Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Did you say Gene?
I did. Yes, Gene. Go ahead.
How are you, D?
Good. How are you?
I'm going to talk a little bit of something that I don't know too much about. There's not much in the paper or not much in the news anymore about it, but the fourth Air Force member found dead in the last 6 months. I'm kind of curious if anybody knows. Were they in the same unit? Did they know each other? Were they involved in some long-range bombing? Or were they exposed to some kind of a chemical? I don't remember hearing anything about an investigation on the other deaths or what the results were of the previous deaths.
You're talking about Ed Minot, right?
Right, yeah. To me, it sounds like it'd make a good spy novel. I just wonder if anybody had any information about that out there, and I'll sit back and listen.
How many are there now?
Four. So I'm on.
If four, and that goes back how far? The last fall, right? I remember one last September.
So the last 6 months is what they had said in the news last night, and I don't see anything in the paper about it. So I don't remember hearing anything about the investigations, the other three deaths either. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, you know, and I will... Count myself among the guilty here of not paying a lot of attention to it other than hearing that there have been deaths here and not knowing if they're connected and not knowing what we'll do, though, is maybe ask somebody from Minot Air Force Base to
come on. Yeah, cool. I'm just kind of curious about it. It's kind of a strange situation, really.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate that. Okay,
I mean,
one
like
website
four
here.
In the local news department or something about it, everybody be, hey, what's going on?
Right. You know, are they connected as a coincidence? Maybe just an update on the investigation in general. Thanks, Gene. Brad and Driscoll, Jeff and Fargo, when we come back, 800-228-0550. Your calls for What's on Your Mind on the top of the hour. Talk Radio Tom Hall with Kevin Cramer next hour.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name. Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Doing a little research during the break here on the Minot Air Force Base death, and one this week, and I think the next one previous to that would have been September, this being the fourth. So anyway, we'll ask some folks from the Minot Air Force Base to join us on that. There's a whole host of things online suggesting all kinds of conspiracy theories as a result of that. What the heck is going on at the Minot Air Force Base, et cetera, et cetera. So we will ask the questions on your behalf. Appreciate the call. Joe's on Highway 85 and says Highway 85 is closed. Where are you at, Joe?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm up here just before you get to the breaks there going north. I've been here since 7 o'clock mountain time. Road's been closed when I got here.
All right, what's up? Why are they closed?
I imagine there's an accident up there going down the hill there somewhere.
Are the roads okay?
There's solid ice up here once you get north of Grassy Butte.
All right, so tell me again where you are.
I'm sitting just before you start going down the hill there, going down into the river there. I'm sitting up here kind of that wide spot in the road here on 85. I don't know what mile marker it is. But
would you be south of Grassy Butte or north of Grassy Butte?
I'm north of Grassy Butte. I'm headed north just before you start going down the hill there, kind of getting into a curves and stuff.
Before you're south of Watford, though.
Yep, I'm south of the river.
Got it. Okay. And you're just stand still, stop traffic right now.
Yep, I've been sitting on the side of the road here since 7 o'clock mountain time this morning.
Wow. And I'm looking at the road report right now for 85, and it is ice and compacted snow.
Well,
some areas of
you get north of Grass Butte, it's solid ice.
It is, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, it says ice and compacted snow, so it could be either one here. I guess it has a good chunk of Highway 2 that's the same thing.
Yep.
All throughout that area, chunk of 94, even 94 west of 85. It's got ice there as well, so be careful. And
yeah, must have been a pretty good wreck, because I seen the ambulance went north here about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, boy. Well, appreciate you sharing that information with folks that are ahead of that way so they can avoid it for now. Let us know when things move again, would you, Joe?
Sure.
Appreciate the call. Always appreciate those road reports. And a good chunk of northwest Minnesota, and for that matter, the whole, I'd say western two-thirds of North Dakota, north of 94, Maybe there's some snow covered, scattered snow drift, ice, compacted snow, or scattered ice in one form or another. Larry around Devil's Lake, up near Botno, where we will be, by the way, on the 25th. Looking forward to that. All right, back to the phones. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brad, east of Driscoll somewhere, listening on the program today. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Brad.
Actually, I'm over in Steele right now, but, yeah, it's snowing out here, but what's on my mind is Ukraine. I just can't believe the double standard that we, the United States, the position that we're in. I mean, we can invade Iraq and Afghanistan, I mean, all the way back to Korea and Vietnam, and as soon as Russia decides that they want to be aggressive, we lambast them for, doing what they're doing. Granted, they want the breadbasket of Ukraine, but, regardless, I mean, we invade a country and nobody bats an eye, but, they invade a half of a portion of Ukraine and we start yelling at them.
Well, you have to admit, though, how we did what we did was very different than what they did. I mean, look at all the diplomatic maneuvers that were done prior to Iraq.
I apologize, Scott, but you can carp all you want about, terrorism and diplomacy, but, that to me, that's a tyrannical excuse. That's just been an excuse to take away our rights since 9/11 and before.
Well, I mean, I'm not making up international law, and what Russia's done is a blatant violation of international law.
Yeah, that's true, but what are we doing? What are we doing, too? I mean, we're yelling at them, and we're getting ready to enter some Baltic states. I just heard that on the news here at top of this hour, that, we're going to send troops to Estonia and make sure that they don't freak out, And they're setting up the dominoes, and somebody's going to tip over a domino at some point.
If I understand you correctly, we sort of are getting what we deserve here. Big deal.
What comes around, what goes around, comes around, as far as I'm concerned. The way I see it, we've expanded our worldwide presence since World War II, and what has that gotten us? We fought Korea to a standstill. I mean, technically, by all legal means, the Korean War is still going on. There was no declaration of surrender. We lost Vietnam. Ever since we've started to expand our presence around the globe, our country has become weaker since then.
Yeah, I see us standing up for freedom. I see us going through a lot look at the allies we had. Look at the folks that were on our side in the international community to take down Saddam Hussein, and compare that to the allies that Vladimir Putin has. And how you can say we're no different than them is just, to me, so foreign. So out there, I can't even begin to tell you.
It's a different view. I admit that it's a different take than what you have. But that's kind of how I see it. Karma's a. So what goes around tends to come around and bite you. So that's kind of how I see it.
Brad, appreciate the opinion. Thank you, LaVon and Minot, listening on KCJB. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, LaVon.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, there is an article about the airman that was found dead, and it's on Section B, page 1 of the Minot Daily News.
Yeah, I was trying to look at that a moment ago. I don't see any connection to the other deaths. Do you see anything, any comment about the investigation and whether there is any connection?
It says there's an ongoing investigation, and information will be, available. As it
sure.
comes, I suppose.
Got it. All right. We'll keep following that for the other caller, too. And thank you, LaVon, for that update. Appreciate it. Just didn't seem like a lot of information there. Jerry and Bismarck wanted to respond to Brad's comment earlier about, hey, we get what we deserve here because we do the same thing. Go ahead, Jerry.
No, it's Terry. That's
Terry,
okay.
Sorry.
Say, your previous caller evidently isn't old enough to have gone through the Vietnam War, but... let me just say this. We've never invaded a country that we didn't try to build a nation. We've never taken a nation over. We've never taken a nation that we've defended and turned it over to a dictatorship. We've always fought for the independence and the rights and the freedoms of everybody in the free-loving world. That caller needs to understand something. What goes around comes around is exactly right. And what's going to come around to him someday is the reliability on somebody else telling him more rights are going to be gone. more freedoms are going to be gone. He's one of these wishy-washy, spineless, backless people that has never had to fight for his country. Maybe he ought to wake up. I'm tired of these spineless people making excuses for Obama. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, well, Terry, I will say this. I'm glad he's at least talking about the situation. I didn't agree with him. You clearly don't as well, but that's why we say what's on your mind. We welcome all opinions here, certainly. I'm more worried about people that aren't engaged in this issue at all, that are, following shiny objects around, TV news channels with a bunch of chattering experts about, where a missing plane is, or, reading stories
about... Everybody knows everything except when it comes time to know how to run their own lives. I'm just tired of these people, making excuses for the politicians. It's going to come back and bite us.
Here's what worries me. If we are perceived to be weak in the United States of America, Jimmy Carter-like, with the Iranian crisis, okay? Go back to, what happened there when we sat on our hands is, the beginning of Al-Qaeda was born. So that was 79 and really came home to roost in a big way in 2011. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. And so if some people use the term soft power policy for President Obama. I would just call it flat out weakness. We're living in a dangerous world. Killers rule, intimidate, inflict all kinds of massive damage on innocent people. The North Koreans, the Chinese, the Iranians, the Syrians, killing without remorse. And if we're seen to be weak in that, what that does is embolden the bullies. It's not a wise strategy in my view. That's what we ought to be paying attention to and worrying about. Jeff in Fargo, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, these three, four previous callers, they got it spot on. My grandfather fought in World War II. My father-in-law fought in Vietnam. Neither one of them said it was worth it. Look what happens. We're $17.5 trillion in debt. Why don't we fortify our borders? In 1994, Bill Clinton signed a treaty for Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons and said they were protected. And look what happens. We get this Marxist communist in the White House. And you wonder why that happened, Scott? Because three elections in a row, the Republican Party put socialist moderates on the ticket, and they're not going to win, Scott.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the opponents were to blame or the fact that more folks voted for a president with very little... in the way of a resume that would suggest he'd be able to handle dangers like this. So I guess there's plenty of blame to go around. Senator Hovind put out a statement today in response to the crisis in Ukraine, announcing a bipartisan proposal to expedite the U.S. Department's review of applications to export U.S. Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, and Senator Hovind, Republican from North say the Obama administration should move quickly to evaluate more than 20 pending natural gas export applications as a way to counteract Russian President Vladimir Putin's influence over Ukraine and Europe, which depends on Russia for about one-third of its natural gas needs. Senators are recommending a strategic review of U.S. energy policies, a joint U.S.-European Union initiative on energy security, and other efforts to promote greater energy productivity in Ukraine. Currently, U.S. companies can export to countries which have a free trade agreement with the U.S., but other applications require a case-by-case review by the Energy Department. That has resulted in approval for just 6 projects so far, and more than 20 other export applications still are pending at the Energy Department. Bureaucracy at work, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we spoke yesterday with Senator Hovind about his trip to the Ukraine, one of the reasons he's pushing so hard on that. You like that idea? That's the way to go? You let me know what you think. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on Your Mind continues after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Warmer weather and snow melting means one thing. It's time for the Max Spring Sale. Find great deals like a 2-inch by 27-foot tie-down for only $10.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill combo kit. Great 5 volts, only $1.99 per pound. $3.99 for a 40-pound bag of softener salt.
Rope, cable, tools, they're all on sale now during Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Conditions not the best. You heard Highway 85 closed, and a good chunk of North Dakota, especially the I'd say the western two-thirds north of 94, a lot of slick conditions out there, so be careful if you're out and about. Temps right now look like this. Bismarck at 30 degrees with overcast skies and winds calm. Minot cloudy and 28 degrees. Fargo at 28 with some scattered clouds. Grand Forks cloudy and 27 right now. Jamestown 27. Devil's Lake 30, Wahpeton 30 degrees, Valley City 32. On the oil patch, Williston 31, Tioga and Stanley 27, Tioga 28, Stanley, Dickinson 30, Sydney, Montana 32 degrees right now at this hour. Lemon, South Dakota 31, Aberdeen 30, and Watertown 31, Fergus Falls, Minnesota 27, Thief River Falls, Minnesota 27, Alexandria 28, and 27 in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota this hour. Speaking of the lakes, let's go all the way to Lake of the Woods. Tom, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. A great show again. I appreciate you taking my call. I'll just make two real quick comments concerning our choice of president. We have a community organizer who worked for ACORN, and we've put him up against a KGB operative, and we're wondering why we're coming out on the short end of this deal, so it was fairly predictable. And my second comment is, I'm paraphrasing Rush Limbaugh, I guess, a comment he made quite a long time ago, but the United States is a very strong country, and I think we can withstand two terms of Obama, but what we can't withstand is having people who would elect Obama two times. And I think some of your previous callers are an example of that. Some of those who are kind of defending Obama's lack of backbone or such. But that's all I wanted to say, and I appreciate your show. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. And I tend to agree. I think we can lament the current occupant of the White House, or we can say, how did this happen? What, you know, in other words, is if you don't like the president of the United States, then you have to say, okay, is he the problem, or is the people that put him there the problem? You know, that the way of thinking, or that, you know, and I would connect this to something we started this hour talking about. I mean, we have America in danger. And American weakness being perceived by others to be an opportunity to do bad things, thuggish behavior. And I'm looking at the biggest newspaper in the state, and it's a story about the first tattoo. I mean, seriously. But I are they reflecting us? Are we the problem? Because that's more interesting? Or, you know, we're watching expert after expert come up with kind of wild theories about a missing plane, and meanwhile we're missing the big story. Steve and Keene, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I'd just like to mention that the Catholic Church considers Freemasonry immoral because it says that all religions are equal. And of course they're not, since the Catholic Church is a true church. So, and the Freemasonaries are sponsoring the Shrine Circus. So, it would be immoral to attend that circus since it's against God's will. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, that was Stephen Bismarck. Stephen Keene, let's go to you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Scott, it's actually Steve from Moorhead. My rig's up over here by Keene, so I was calling from Keene.
All right. You're a Moorhead resident, but you're in Keene right now.
Yep, raised there in Mayville, North Dakota, but I've been in oil fields my whole life.
Got it.
Anyways, I was listening this morning, and all I got to say about going into Ukraine or whatever, we need consistency. What we did to go into Iraq, we need the same thing to go into the Ukraine. Once we obtain the same legal reasons and everything, we need to do things consistently, whatever we do.
Are we not doing it consistently now?
Well, it don't seem like we have the UN resolutions in the time frame. What did we mess around with Iraq? 9 months before we actually made a military...
Yeah, we telegraphed that one pretty good and went through all kinds of machinations with diplomacy. And by the way, that's why I rejected the earlier comparison to, well, what's different from what we did in Iraq and what he's doing. I mean, these are clear violations of international law that he's doing. The same could not have been said for what the United States did in amassing a number of allies in that area.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. We had a UN approval. We had a world support when we went into Iraq. And we just need to take our time here, take whatever it takes, and then do what needs to be done.
This is simple, but I think the big danger here is to be perceived as being weak, because that's when these dangers multiply, in my view. And it's blatantly obvious we're being perceived as weak. Jay in Williston wants to get in here, and we have a half a minute for you, Jay, so we're going to give you the floor before the top of the hour here. Go ahead.
Okay, just... there's a lot of opinions I'd like to share, but my concern is when I hear the nature of some of the callers that I feel like we're trying to engage, I think we're engaging issues on the basis of either how we feel or on the basis of how we'd like the world to be. And we don't seem to be able to engage issues on the basis of critical thought. What's reality here? And how can we engage it? Not how do we feel about it, but how do we best serve those?
Well said, Jay. Well said. Thank you. Appreciate the call. And good advice for everyone as you look at these things with a critical eye. Todd, during the break, could you check out that Shriner thing for us and see if I can go to the circus or not this weekend? More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's March. Time for a great deal at Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this. Any Sunday through Thursday, two nights at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. With everything you could ever need. A 502 restaurant that is phenomenal. A huge swimming pool and sauna and hot tub. Bowling alley. Meeting rooms. Folks, I could go on and on and on. And, of course, all the outdoor activities. Plus that Copper Door Aveda Spa. So they have it all. You get two nights plus your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Door Aveda Spa or a four-hour snowmobile rental, all for less than $100 a night. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. If you want this deal, you have to call so they can set your reservations on the snowmobiles or the spa treatment. 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you. 888-CHASE-06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain, and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.